This. What about the displacement of silt and the effect it has on sea life? And is there a case for the EPA to be charged with theft as a servant? The sand isn't theirs. The people of New Zealand don't want the extraction to occur. They're stealing our resource and sending it to the Chinese. Thanks so much for your feedback on that. It's 24 minutes to 6. Well, desperate times call for desperate measures, or do they? This is for the incurable kauri dieback disease in Auckland's Waitakere Ranges. A new report shows one in five kauri in the ranges is affected by the disease, and Auckland Council is looking at having to close the park altogether to stop the spread. Auckland City Councillor Penny Hulse is with me. Hi, Penny.
Hi, Rachel.
Well, the government's committed about $26.5 million over 4 years. You have shut the tracks, or some tracks. You've put cleaning stations out there, and it's still spreading. So what are the options open to you now?
As you said quite rightly in your introduction, there is the option of closing the park altogether. However, the complexity is this is a huge area of Auckland, and it isn't, you know, simply like closing a soccer field. There are farms, there are houses, there are villages within the Waitakere Ranges. So in the immediate future, we're closing some of the most muddy tracks and some of the most difficult to manage. We've had track closures over the last few years, and over the next few weeks we'll be looking at which tracks we could probably continue using and which parts of the park we may need to close.
So closing the park isn't an option in its entirety?
At the moment, you know, it's absolutely the first kind of, you know, gut reaction people have. Close it, keep our kauri safe. But when we had to close the Hanuas for the 1080 drop, that was only over 3 days. We had security guards and fences and trucks and lights, and we still had people wambling into the park. So, you know, you can't close a
it's
park
altogether.
It's such
an iconic tree, though, isn't it? I mean, it's the kauri, it's an extraordinary tree.
Yeah.
In so many ways, and they're dying, and the number in the last 5 years that have died has doubled, and we still don't have a cure. So you can close a few more tracks, but what else do you need to do, or can you do, or is it something that central government needs to own rather than local government?
So we're pretty keen to, you know, be talking with MPI about how much more they can do. We've been working on this for, you know, the last 10 years, and we have some of the, like Dr. Nick Waipara, some of the best specialists are actually part of the council biosecurity team working on this. Well, I'd like to just take a step back and say, you know, let's not give up on kauri. We've got parts of the Auckland region where kauri are healthy, like the Hanuas, like our islands. Let's, you know, look at keeping them safe. So
I guess one of the issues is that when people walk in the Waitakere's, they also walk in the Hanuas. You know, I mean,
exactly.
This is something that's spread by people and pigs and everything.
Yep, and that's our most urgent message. At the moment, we've got 83% of park visitors walking straight past our Trigene cleaning stations. So we're saying, come on, Aucklanders, we can do better than that. You know, clean shoes going in, clean shoes going out. Let's not spread this. Secondly,
I guess the solution is, you know, if they're not going to do that, do you shut the parks? And that's the issue, isn't it? If they're not using those cleaning stations where you have to spray your shoes and they're still walking in the ranges, they're spreading
it. And the reality is, we will not be able to fully shut the park and people will still keep using those tracks. We know that. So we're saying, let's actually look at how we can manage this collectively as Aucklanders. The other thing is we've got some excellent science that's being done, looking at phosphite injections that can help strengthen the trees and help them battle the disease. We're seeing some trees actually rallying. It's not a cure yet, but there is some hope. We're also working with DOC and the scientific community looking at kauri resistance, you know, the trees that may well be resistant to the disease, and looking at opportunities for replanting. So, you know, number one, let's get behind it and keep the rest of kauri in the region safe. Number two, if you are going into the ranges, for God's sake, take it seriously and clean your shoes. And we will be coming back to Aucklanders regularly to tell them what's happening. You know, we've published the report because we want people to understand how serious this is. We now need to work with Aucklanders to keep those kauri standing.
Penny Hulse, Auckland City Councillor, appreciate your time this evening. Thank you. It's 20 minutes to 6.